So on this most auspicious day, the appearance of beloved Nityananda Ram, I seek the blessings of Maharaj, the senior Vaishnavas, the Prabhupada disciples. I don't feel particularly qualified to speak on this elevated subject matter, but somehow or another, the higher powers have asked me to give a class. So I can share with you some of my realizations, maybe my limited understanding of this great Avaduta Nityananda, and hopefully we can be enlivened and get some mercy of Lord Nityananda. So time is limited, so I'm just going to chant the prayers, and you can just chant, and we got the translation. Nityananda Avadutandu Vasudha Pranavallabha Janavi Jivitapati Krishna Prema Prada Prabhu Sri Nityananda is the embodiment of eternal bliss. He is the moon of all avadutas and the beloved of the life breath of Vasudha, his wife. Lord Nityananda is the husband enthusing Janavi with life. Nityananda Ram bestows ecstatic love for Krishna. He is the Lord and the master of the devotees. Nityananda Ram ki jai. Padmavati Sutta Sriman Sachi Nandana Puvachaha Bhava Mato Jagat Rakta Rakta Gaura Kalevaraha. Sri Nityananda is the dear son of Padmavati, and he is full of splendors, transcendental majestic. Nitai is the older brother of Sachi Mata's son, Nimai. Nityananda Avaduta is maddened in overwhelming ecstatic emotions. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the savior of the universe. His complexion is golden, tinged with red. Om Gyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pasyachya Desacharine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Begging for your blessings and mercy. Vancha kalpa trubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitonam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Nityananda Ram Prabhu ki. In our Gaudiya traditions, there are many, many wonderful festivals that take place. We have Janmashtami, we have Vyasa Puja, we have Radhashtami. And the festivals, Prabhupada said every day can be a festival. And recently the management said sometimes we're missing out on some of these festivals. So recently we just had a quite a impressive festival for Advaita Acharya. So now the management want even the smaller ones, Narottam Das Thakur, all these wonderful Vaishnavas. We are very, very fortunate that we have such a rich tradition of many colorful, amazing personalities. Govinda's just plugging in. We are celebrating the 150th anniversary of His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj ki. So this is going to be a wonderful festival next Thursday, followed by ecstatic kirtan class by His Grace Kripa Maya Prabhu. Is that correct, Mother Guru? And then there'll be some nice Gorarti and not so good actors, the Bhaktivedanta players. They're going to put on some show after Gorarti. So Nityananda, whoa! When I was a young devotee of only 18 years old, I read the Srimad Bhagavatam when I was at school. But somehow or another, it was when I read Chaitanya Charitamrita that my heart leapt. And in particularly, when I read the amazing stories and pastimes of Lord Nityananda. I don't know if this is Sahajaism or what, but somehow or another, some of you who might know me, I've been attracted to a little bit to Lord Nityananda. There's a little clue in my family. Anyone know what the clue is? I've named my son Eka Chakra. So Lord Nityananda for me is very, very important. So for me, this particular day, I beg the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and somehow or another, I can carry on my Krishna consciousness. So who is Nityananda? What does Nityananda even mean? Anyone, what does Nityananda mean? Sorry? Yes, so who wants to have happiness? Put your hands up. You don't, huh? Life must be tough in the bhakti. Oh. We all want to have happiness. And of course, we try to derive happiness through sense perception, trying to enjoy our senses in one way or another. But by nature, we are Ananda Vyasat. We are Satchitananda spiritual. So when spirit tries to enjoy with material elements, only frustration, only disappointment. Anyone actually found happiness in material life over here? Anyone? I'd like to know the success. It's not possible. Real happiness only comes when we connect to a spiritual high energy. And Nityananda is the one who can bestow that eternal bliss that is our quality. So today, on this auspicious day, we pray to Lord Nityananda that we can get some of that eternal happiness. One senior devotee, as she was coming in, she was saying, oh, life. So when we get older, life takes its toll on us. It's not always easy. But somehow or another, we have to hang on there and carry on getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So when did Lord Nityananda appear? Ladies, this is for you. It's going to be a little bit of interactive class. Are you a lady? Okay. Of course, we accept all species of life. Yes, that's when Lord Nityananda appeared. 1474. And who is Lord Nityananda? Next slide. None other than Lord Balaram himself. Shri Balaram ki. So Bala means strength. Again, Ram means happiness. So the older brother of Krishna is Balaram. And Nityananda has the same serving mood that Lord Balaram has. So we know that Balaram is in charge of the material creation as Sankarshan. He expands into different forms of Mahavishnu, and the material, spiritual energies are all run by the grace of Balaramji. And this is that same personality. Lord Nityananda and Lord Balaram are the same personalities. Wherever there's Krishna, Balaram will always be there. Wherever there is Lord Chaitanya, who's going to be there? I'm not feeling it. So Lord Nityananda is always going to be there. And the special quality of Lord Nityananda is that he is the Adi Guru. He is the original spiritual master. So we are all on the path of spiritual life. And Rupa Goswami says that the first step we have to take in spiritual life is to find a bona fide spiritual master. Not an easy task, not always easy to find the right person. So it is Nityananda, who is Adi Guru, that can give you guidance towards your eternal spiritual master. In this particular pastime, anyone know what this pastime is? Oh, you haven't moved it. The other way. You're going the wrong way. The other way. What pastime is this? Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he tried to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We all know the beautiful pastime. He came from a very, very rich family, very powerful jamindars. And then he ran away many, many times to try and find shelter under Lord Chaitanya. But every time he ran, he could not get to Lord Chaitanya. So somehow or another, all attempts were made to try and see that he can be with Lord Chaitanya. But each time it failed. So Lord Nityananda with his associates was over there and he saw Raghunath. And Lord Nityananda knew that Raghunath was trying to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But he could not get to Lord Chaitanya unless and until he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda, in a very amusing, jokingly way, knowing that he was trying to bypass Lord Nityananda and get straight to the source, Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Nityananda was not having it. So he punished him in a nice way. How did he get punished? He kicked him. So generally when you kick someone, it's not a nice thing. It's not a very Vaishnav etiquette way to treat somebody. But when Lord Nityananda, when he kicks you, my God, that is super duper mercy. So here, Raghunath Das Goswami, instead of being offended that he got kicked, he accepts that kicking as a blessing. And then the second way he was punished, that's right. I think it's coming up soon as well, isn't it? So I don't know if anyone's been. It's a big festival and all different preparations of flat rice is made. And you have so many different variations with strawberries, with mangoes. Anything else? Bananas. Anything else? Apples. Well done. Give him a big hand. Nice one. So in this way, I'm not sure if it's in the picture there. No, it's not in the picture there. We're back. In this way, everyone enjoyed the company of Lord Nityananda. So this morning in class, we heard that Lord Chaitanya is Patito Pavana. He is very, very kind. But actually, Lord Nityananda is even more merciful than even Lord Chaitanya, as depicted in this particular pastime. So Jagai and Madai, a very, very famous, popular pastime. If you don't know the pastime of Jagai and Madai, please kindly put your hands up. So everyone knows the famous story of Jagai and Madai. And then when they hurt Lord Nityananda, we talked about if you attack someone physically. So they attack Lord Nityananda. And Lord Chaitanya, he could not tolerate this. Who has hurt Nitai?
Me.
No, hopefully not you. And Lord Chaitanya, he came running down the streets of Navadvip when Haridas told him that Lord Nityananda was attacked. And as Lord Chaitanya was running down, to save Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya started to turn in the form of Narsingadev. Nails started coming out. His beautiful golden form started turning into a roaring lion just to protect Lord Nityananda. But then Haridasa Thakur said, this is not the time to be Narsingadev. Then he turned back, and as he came over there, he said, where are they? An offense to my devotee is never tolerated. And he called upon his most powerful weapon. Children, well done. Sudarshan Chakra came, and then he was just about to kill Jagai and Madai. But Lord Nityananda, out of his kindness, said, my dear Lord, please, do not kill Jagai and Madai. Just see how they have fallen. If you kill Jagai and Madai, what would Lord Chaitanya have to do? The first thing he has to do is kill Jai Krishna. Because in Kali Yuga, we're all Sudras. Not you guys, of course, forgive me. But you know what I mean. So that is not the mood of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda was saying, your mood is to give kripa, to give mercy, to save the fallen souls. You are Patito Pavana. And only by the prayers of Lord Nityananda did Lord Chaitanya's anger subside. So we can see Lord Nityananda is the real Patito Pavana. Shri Nityananda Rama Ki! And he is the older brother of Lord Chaitanya. I'm pretty sure you all know the story of Rama and Lakshman. So in the pastime of Rama and Lakshman, who was the younger brother? And Lakshman didn't like having to be a younger brother. Who's a younger brother here? Are you a younger brother? Does your older brother bully you a bit? So sometimes older brothers, they can be a little bit, you know, assert their kind of authority. So some of the things that Lord Ram was asking Lakshman to do was breaking Lakshman's heart. He found it too difficult to carry some of those instructions. It's a very, very heart-rending story. So I don't want to open up those stories. They start to get me emotional. Then Lakshman got well fried with Ram. And he said, look, I'm not being a younger brother. In the next incarnation, I'm going to be an older brother. Dun, 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 dun. So then, of course, a younger brother can't tell the older brother always has more say. That's the etiquette. So in this situation, Lord Nityananda, he was the older brother. Next. Lord Nityananda had many beautiful pastimes. These are his two wives, Vasudha and Janavi. Janavi is particularly known when Lord Chaitanya left the planet. She became the head of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas and pulled everyone together. As we know, when a great acharya leaves, when a great personality leaves, sometimes there's some dissension, sometimes there's different misunderstandings. But it was Janavi Mata, the wife of Lord Nityananda, who brought all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas under one umbrella. The main business of Lord Nityananda was to perform Sankirtan movement. Hari Bol! Go Nityananda Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Go Nityananda Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So in this way, they would go through all the different streets and towns of Navadvip performing Sankirtan movement. Back on track over here, where was Lord Nityananda? Where did he appear? Children? Eka Chakra. And this is Eka Chakra Dham. Shri Eka Chakra Dham Aki. So, dear Vaishnavas, hands up who has not been to Eka Chakra. Govinda, come on, you're kidding me. For real, I'll pay for your ticket, seriously. If you have... I know you kanjus manas too. I'm telling you, Prabhus, if you not have been to Eka Chakra, then I beseech you, you must go to Eka Chakra. I know it's not a ticket you can get from Air India. I know it's not a ticket you can just buy materially. You can beg the mercy of Radha Gokulananda, but beg, steal, borrow, somehow or another, get to Eka Chakra. There's only been three spiritual ecstasies I've had in my life. One is when I entered Vrindavan for the first time. One is when I went and climbed the pillar where Narsingadeva appeared. And the third time was when I went to Eka Chakra. Even just talking about it makes me feel so happy. And I remember coming to Eka Chakra. This was nearly 25 years ago, nearly 30 years ago. It was such an amazing, amazing place. And when you walk down the streets over there, when you walk through the villages, you can almost be transported to the time when Nityananda was possibly walking there. No internet, no cars. No Instagram, just pure, simple living. So this is Eka Chakra Dham, and all your desires spiritually get fulfilled over there. So it's a very, very nice, amazing place. If you haven't been there, please go there to Eka Chakra. As you can see, this is simple life, villaging over here. Some more pictures of the local residents over here. You can see they're very, very simple. Their life is just centered around Lord Nityananda. They don't live just to satisfy their bodies. Their only business is just to live and have Nittai as the center of their lives. Next. And then as you walk around the village, then you can see there's no gas there. People are just making cow patties. Any of the ladies tried making cow patties? If you try to cook, they say that if you cook on cow patties, the prasadam tastes even more nicer. So the local residents over there, they just live very, very simple over there. Of course, now Eka Chakra is becoming a bit more popular, so you might start to see more tourist people coming over here. And then you can see that some devotees are visiting over here. Again, looks very nice, beautiful place. Very, very, no high-rising buildings. Hardly you see any cars. Nowadays, of course, it's changing slightly. This was taken some years ago. And as we can see, a tourist are coming and starting to take pictures here. And this is the amazing birthplace of Shri Nityananda Ram. Shri Nityananda Ram Ki. So if you've been over there, you can go there. This exact place is the house of Lord Nityananda. And who are the parents of Lord Nityananda? Children? Hedai Pandit and? Padmavati. They were the parents of Lord Nityananda. And it is said that they are none other than Maharaj Dasarath and Sumatra. So if you go there, this is the beautiful deity of Lord Nityananda. You can kind of go and see that place. If you see some pictures, there's a tree over there. So this tree is called Mala Tala tree. So what is Mala? Mala? Garlands of beads. So it is said that Lord Chaitanya, after Lord Nityananda left, he went to visit the tree over there, and then he paid respects to Lord Nityananda, and he took his garland, and he left it over there, and that's why it's called Mala Tala, the tree. And then Hadai Pandit, sometimes after chanting his rounds, he would also hang his beads over there. And that's why that place is called Mala Tala. And then it's right next to the Janmasthan, the birthplace of where Lord Nityananda appeared. Right next to Lord Nityananda's place is a kund. There's a humble pilgrim here trying to get a bit of mercy. And this kund, Padmavati, used to bathe Lord Nityananda every day. Who's been to this kund? Anyone? Moksha? Amazing place, isn't it? Incredible place. So then you can go. Yeah? Try and go as soon as possible. Developments, as you can see. Remember, Moksha, when you were in Vrindavan, how long ago was that?
Too long.
Yeah? But I remember you saying you could only see one car a day, isn't it?
Occasionally.
But now if you go to Vrindavan, it's like Piccadilly Circus. So Eka Chakra still has that really amazing village life. Please try and go to that place. It's an amazing place. Recently, they've built a very nice temple, a big temple in honor of Lord Nityananda. This is just behind Lord Nityananda's birthplace. It's a beautiful temple. This is the ISKCON temple in Eka Chakra. It's a very, very nice, beautiful temple. Because Lord Nityananda is such an important, vital part of our tradition, ISKCON has built a nice temple with beautiful guest facilities. You can stay over there. And these are the Gornitai deities, which are there in Eka Chakra. You can take darshan. This was there actually on Nityananda's appearance day about 5 years ago. So we made a trip. This was Eka Chakra, in Eka Chakra's appearance day of Lord Nityananda. I can't quite remember the deities of Radha and Krishna. Anyone remember the deities? Radha Madhav. So this is the deities of Radha Madhav, which are there right next to Gornitai. So we all know that the highest bhava is entering into the Radha Krishna. But Narottam Das Thakur has written that we cannot enter or possibly think of even going into Radha Krishna realm unless we go through Lord Nityananda. If we think we can enter into Radha Gokulananda's pastimes, if we think we can enter into Radha Madhava's pastimes on our own merits, then it will not be possible. We need the Kripa, we need the blessings, we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda into entering Radha Krishna's pastimes. Unless you get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then it will be very, very difficult to enter into the Radha Krishna pastimes. And This is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. So I myself come from somewhat of a Vedic background. I know a little bit about Sitaram, Radha and Krishna, but I could have not known nothing. I could have not known nothing about Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya because of the creepa and mercy of Srila Prabhupada Ki. So the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, by the kindness of Srila Prabhupada, he made that difficult task of traveling all the way to the West and giving the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Once Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk and he was talking with his disciples. And one of the disciples said that Lord Chaitanya gave the task of spreading Krishna consciousness to Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything. Why did he not pass it? Why did he not bring it to the West? Srila Prabhupada thought for a while. What did Prabhupada say? Yes? He left it for Srila Prabhupada. Because rather taking the glory himself, Lord Nityananda, he wanted to give it to his Senapati. He wanted to give it to his Bhakta, Nityananda Bhakta, Srila Prabhupada. Of course, Lord Nityananda could have done it. Anything is possible for him. But he wanted Srila Prabhupada to be glorified. He wanted Srila Prabhupada to bring this mercy of Lord Nityananda so that we can all benefit. So I myself personally are eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada for showing us Lord Nityananda. Otherwise, I'll be probably somewhere in a corner shop. As we move along in Eka Chakra Dham, then we come to this amazing place over here. And this place is called Naripata. Anyone know what this place is? So when Lord Nityananda was born, and then his umbilical cord was taken, and it was buried where you can see where that samadhi is. So Lord Nityananda's umbilical cord is right buried underneath over there. Shri Nityananda Ram Ki. So there's some pilgrims over there begging, trying to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It's a very, very nice place. You can kind of visit over there. Unfortunately, somehow or another, now they put concrete everywhere. This was a few years ago. So it's nice. There's leaves there. There's grass. It's a very, very rural area. But now they've made everything into like concrete. So this is the place where Nityananda's umbilical cord is. You can't see it, but behind over there, next, is a special kund where Lord Nityananda grew up and he had many, many wonderful pastimes. What do boys like doing?
Football.
So kids likes to play cops and robbers, isn't it? Maybe you didn't. Maybe you read Chaitanya Charitamrita. But an average kid, boys, they like to play cops and robbers. But Lord Nityananda, he enacted the pastimes of Krishna. And this pond over here is a place where he enacted all his pastimes with all his coward boyfriends. And sometimes it is said, who is Nityananda? And? Lakshman. So sometimes they would play the part of Ram or Lakshman. And once, Nityananda was playing the part of Lakshman, and when there was that fight with Indrajit, Indrajit shot an arrow, and that put Lakshman in a swoon. And in the same way, Lord Nityananda also, as a child, went in a swoon. And then the boys were trying to wake up Lord Nityananda. Wake up, wake up. It's prasadam time. Let's go home now. But they could not get Lord Nityananda up. They tried and tried. The boys got worried. They went and told Hadai Pandit, Padmavati. They came running. And then they saw Nityananda like lifeless. And they were crying and crying. They call an Ayurvedic doctor. They call all sorts of different medicines, but nothing would work. And one boy just remembered this pastime. And what did this boy say? Ladies? Sorry? That's right. In the pastime of Ram and Lakshman, Hanuman had to get what? So then one of the boys enacted himself as Hanuman. He went, got this Sanjeevani, gave it to Nityananda, and boom, Lord Nityananda regained consciousness. Go Nityananda bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Go Nityananda bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. So this pond is very, very unique. So sometimes yogis, they have certain siddhis. One of the siddhis is to get something from far away. What's that siddhi called? Prapti siddhi. So with prapti siddhi, you can stretch your arm and grab something. Prabhupada tells that story in his college days, that one of the teachers said that his yogi asked him, what do you fancy? And then the yogi, his student said, I want some fresh pomegranates from Afghanistan. Apparently the best pomegranates from Afghanistan. I've never tried any. Anyone tried any? Anyway, so the yogi managed to manifest some of this pomegranate. So, I don't have prapti siddhi, but I like to manifest some of this water. Would you like to have some of this water? But we have to see how much Nityananda bhav you've got. Nityananda! Nityananda! I'm not feeling it. Nityananda! 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 Bada boom, bada boom. Here it is. That exact same water is from that same pond. Now, look at this water. See how clear this water is. If I were to tell you this water is 25 years old, would you believe me? Right in front of Radha Gokulananda. This water is 25 years old. No moss, no gangrene. Not green in any way, it still has stayed intact. Who would like some? Yeah. Who wants Nityananda's mercy? Yeah. We'll start with the ladies. Take a little bit. Be kind upon everyone. Pass it around. Take a little bit of squeeze. Put it on your head. If you got Shraddha, then you can put it on your lips. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so we got some more pilgrims over here trying to get Nityananda's mercy here. So as we move along, there's a certain place called Kandamba Kandi Ghat. And there's a river that flows through there. Anyone know what river that is? Not the Thames, no? Jamuna. Yes, Maharaj. What river is it? Jamuna, Sri Jamuna Devi Ki. Yeah. So the pilgrims over here, they're trying to get the mercy of Jamuna. So there was one old pilgrim, he came to Eka Chakra, and somebody told him that this is Mother Jamuna, the great waters that flows in Vrindavan. And he looked at it geographically, it does not quite match. Jamuna comes from the Himalayas through Ganga and goes in the north part of India. Eka Chakra's way over the other side in Radhadesh. Geographically, it just does not seem to comprehend. So he said, it's not possible. Jamuna flows that way. How can it be over there? Anyway, so he went inside there, took a little dip, took a little shnan in the river there, but he was doubting. And as he was an old man, he dropped his stick there. And he tried to grab his stick, but he couldn't. And he couldn't get his stick. Anyway, what happens? He lost the stick. It happens like that, isn't it? Have you lost your phone? Who's lost their phone? Anyway, so I guess the stick was a phone to him, very, very dear to him. Anyway, he lost his stick, then he started traveling different places. Then he arrived in Vrindavan, and he went to take a bath in River Jamuna. And what hit the young pilgrim there? The same stick that he lost in Eka Chakra. That he realized, actually, he was a doubting Tom. Never doubt in Krishna consciousness. It might not make sense. It might not work in a geographic way. It might not seem 2 + 2 = 4. Krishna consciousness does not work in that way. It's far superior to our mundane way of trying to understand. So that's the River Jamuna over there. When Lord Nityananda, we need some space. If I've been requested, if you can move a little bit forward, please. Just if you can move a little bit forward. When Lord Nityananda, excuse the pictures. Hadai and Padmavati had a beautiful boy, Nityananda. But did you know that Nityananda had another brother? Anyone know the name of his brother? Maharaj, you must know. Yes, Maharaj. Haribol. So not much is written about him. But Lord Chaitanya could not be separated from Lord Nityananda. So externally, we see Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, but Lord Chaitanya also appeared in Eka Chakra. And Lord Nityananda also appeared in Navadvip as Vishwarup. So these two boys are inseparable. So then Lord Chaitanya came as Bankim Roy, but he didn't stay very long. He disappeared quite quickly, just as Vishwarup did. So many pastimes were there. Then one day, one sadhu came to Eka Chakra. And when you have a sadhu come to your house, either you become very elated or you become a little fearful. Why do you become elated? Get the mercy. Why do you become fearful? They might empty your bank account. So this sadhu was traveling. And then when he saw the beauty of Lord Nityananda, he was completely charmed. And then the parents, they looked after this sadhu. That is the duty. If a sadhu comes to your house, you welcome them. If Maharaj comes to your house, you welcome him. You wash his feet. You offer some nice prasadam. And then you ask the ultimate question. What is the ultimate question? Do you need anything? Ooh. Have you been in that situation, Maharaj? Has somebody asked you, or do you have to just pull it out of them?
I usually ask
me when I'm going to leave. So it's on the tip of their tongue. A sadhu will ask, you know, you might ask something, or a householder might ask, what would you like? So some dakshina is given, maybe some bhoga is given, maybe some cloth is given to the wandering mendicant. But this sadhu was not interested in any of these things. What did he have his eye on? What did he have his eye on? So when Hadrai Pandit asked that question, what do you want? The sadhu said, I want your son. Boom! Who's a parent over here? Mother Guru, if Shiva Ram Maharaj came and asked for Mali, would you give him? So we all know that bond, that attachment is very, very, very strong. Maharaj, you need a servant. He's ready to be trained up by you. So that attachment with the parents, with the child, is very, very strong. Maharaj Yudhishthira was asked many, many questions. What's the fastest thing on the planet? The mind. What is the most wonderful thing on the planet? People are dying, but we think we're going to live forever, especially that Jai Krishna. And what's the heaviest thing on the planet? What's the heaviest thing on the planet? What did Maharaj Yudhishthira say? He said the heaviest thing is the love that the mother has for the child. You cannot find anything more heavy than that. It's filled with so much love that the weight is very, very heavy. So think about it. We talk about these pastimes. Imagine somebody coming to ask for your child. We also have this experience in the life of our dear Srila Prabhupada. Before he came to the West, he asked many people in Delhi, would you like to give your son? You have many, I can train them up. How many of the Delhi Wallahs said yes? Are you sure? Mr. Agarwal didn't want to give his son? No. It's very hard to give up your child. It's very, very hard. So this was such a difficult question being put in front of them. I want your child. He was only 7, 8 years old. He wasn't even a full adult then. Of course, when a sadhu asks something, you don't just say no, especially if you're an elevated devotee like Hadai Pandit. We also know the story of Biva Mangal Thakur. He also made an unreasonable request when he was hosted. Such a difficult request Biva Mangal Thakur asked, but yet it was granted. So in the same way, Hadai Pandit then turned to his beautiful chaste wife, Padmavati. You're in charge of department. I'll let you make the choice. What a choice. She couldn't make the choice on her own. It was a very, very difficult choice to be made. It's not an easy, light choice to be made. But they came to the conclusion that they were going to say what? So then they decided to give their son to this sadhu. Not an easy task, not something that happens every single day in our life. But this young, beautiful grihasthas, they were willing to give up Nityananda, who was the source of their enjoyment. Just look at this child. See how beautiful this child is. Now multiply that 1,000 times. Would you be ready to give up someone that beautiful, that gorgeous? No. The whole of Eka Chakra, even the other parents had kids. Nityananda was the one they all liked. Even in Vrindavan pastimes, they all had their kid. But it was Krishna that everyone loved. So in the same way, in Eka Chakra, they had their kids. But it was Nityananda, Pran, giving them life. So they had to also consider that if they gave Nityananda, not only would they feel the pain, but the whole of Eka Chakra would be in pain, having lost Lord Nityananda. But they let Lord Nityananda go. And the most amazing thing is, so sometimes a little bit of mundane thing over here. When you see a romantic movie, I'm sure you guys don't see a romantic movie. And then when the boy and the girl first meet and they don't know, there's an awkward moment and they're walking away. Should I or should I not? Should I stay or should I go? So then as they go back, so what do they normally do if they're indecisive? They turn around, they look back. But when Lord Nityananda went with the sadhu, he did not think, should I stay or should I go? No. He wanted to go, he was completely detached. Wow. What powerful renunciation. So one of the qualities of Krishna, Bhagavan, is that he is renounced. He is not attached. When in the morning Krishna would wake up in Dwarka, 3 o'clock to perform his duties, his wives wanted Krishna to come in bed, but Krishna was detached. He wanted to perform his duties. So then Lord Nityananda went with the sadhu. Of course, when your life air is taken away from you, our body, anyone Ayurvedic doctor here? When the life air is in balance, that's when we get sick. It's not when we don't get paneer. So when your life air is taken away, when you can't breathe, what happens to you? You die. That's right. So the life air of Hedai Pandit was taken away. And as Nittai walked away, as Dasanath Maharaj also passed away when Ram went, then Hedai Pandit also left his body. Lord Nityananda with the sadhu, he traveled all different parts of South India. He got trained up very, very nicely by the sadhu. One devotee, he had a son 5 years old. And he went to Udupi. And he wanted his son to be trained up in the Madhava Gurukul. And there was just a Western couple. And they said, we're happy to take your son, but you cannot come back until he is 25 years old. We're happy to take him, we're happy to train him, but you're not allowed to come back. Of course, most people wouldn't do that. But they started to train Lord Ninya, took him to all the different places. Then at the same time as Lord Chaitanya, at the same time as Lord Nityananda was traveling everywhere, something amazing was happening in Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement was inaugurated. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So up to now, Lord Chaitanya was just enjoying these pastimes with his intimate servant. There was a missing ingredient there. And the missing ingredient was da-da-da-da. So then, Lord Chaitanya was there with his devotees. And they saw Lord Chaitanya was very, very jubilant. They saw Lord Chaitanya was very, very happy. And the devotees asked Lord Chaitanya, how come you are so happy? What gives you so much joy today? And then Lord Chaitanya said, there's a great personality. He has arrived here in Navadvip. Go and find him. They went through all the streets of Navadvip. They tried to find this great personality. But could they find him? They could not find him. So you cannot find Lord Nityananda just like that. You cannot get his mercy just like that. You got to be 100% sincere. So then they came back and told Lord Chaitanya, we could not find this person you are describing. And then Lord Chaitanya said, you will not find him. He's an avaduta. He's a special personality. I have to show him. So then they went. Chandanacharya's place, was it, Maharaj? Nandanacharya. One of the acharyas. Chandan? Nandanacharya. You can go there. Just in Mayapur there. And then it is said, then when Lord Nityananda, when Lord Chaitanya first saw each other, the kirtan was so ecstatic. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Nityananda Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Go Nityananda Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So then when Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda saw each other, the kirtan was so incredible. They embraced each other that they fainted. And they saw each other and they were shouting, Nityananda! Nityananda! And some chanted, Gauranga! Nityananda! Gauranga! 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 Nityananda! In this way, they embraced each other. And then this Sankirtan party, it was kept in the house of Shiva's Anga. But then when Lord Nityananda came, they broke the doors open. It was time to give Krishna Prema to everyone. So, with all the Panchatattva, they went through all the streets of Navadvip, chanting, passing the mercy, giving Krishna Prema to everywhere. Eventually, Lord Chaitanya wanted to spread this Sankirtan movement, not just in Navadvip, but he wanted to spread it everywhere. Then he took sannyas. And as we know, the pastime, after taking sannyas, he ended up in the house of Advaita Acharya, thinking it was Vrindavan, misled by the other devotees. Then he made his way to Jagannath Puri. Lord Nityananda was entrusted with the danda of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Nityananda, what did Lord Nityananda think when he had the danda? What do you think he thought? He said, my Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He does not need to take sannyas. It certainly he does not have to show this danda to anyone. And then, boom, boom, he broke it. And some of you might have been to this place. You can go, Dadibanga. Dandabanga. Old age. You can go there, the place where Lord Nityananda broke the danda. And then, every year, Lord Nityananda would come for Rath Yatra. All the devotees of Gaudiya, Gaudadesh, they would come, enjoy association. Then after Rath Yatra, to leave Lord Chaitanya's association is very difficult. And Lord Nityananda did not want to leave Lord Chaitanya's association. So Lord Chaitanya said, if you stay here, who is going to spread this Sankirtan movement? We both can't stay here. You have to go back to Gaudadesh. You have to go back to Bengal and spread this Sankirtan movement. So Lord Nityananda, he went with the devotees. He opened different Namahatta, spreading the Sankirtan movement. Once I was traveling in Gaudadesh and we came to this kirtan, and then we were talking after the kirtan, and the kirtan was going on. And then I asked this devotee, this is a very sweet kirtan. And then they said, yes, this is an Akhand kirtan. Anyone know what Akhand kirtan is? Non-stop. So in Krishna Balaram, when did Ayendra Prabhu start the kirtan? Of course, Prabhupada started it before that also. But then, you know, somehow or another, as the disciplic succession got lost, it got lost. But then Ayendra Prabhu revived it. But this Akhand kirtan was going since the day Lord Nityananda established the Namahatta there. So for over 500 years, this kirtan was going. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki! Yeah. So that is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So how do we get the mercy? We don't have much time. We were going to go to the footprints of Lord Nityananda. Time is pressing on. This is Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Nitaipada Kamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala. We're all feeling the pangs of this material world. But if you take the shelter of Lord Nityananda, like the soothing rays of the moon, Lord Nityananda can soothe our suffering. And then Lord Nityananda, in due course of time, when Lord Chaitanya passed away, he wandered back to Ekachakra, then he came to Bankim Roy, and it is said that he also went and disappeared in the deity. This is a very unique deity of Bankim Roy. So we've got Bankim Roy, then who we have on the other side is Rai. Rai is another name for what? Radharani. So that's Radha and Krishna. But in this very unique form of Radha and Krishna, on the other side, on the right side is who? Janavi, the wife of Lord Nityananda. So normally you only see Radha and Krishna, but in this Bankim Roy, in Ekachakra, you got Radharani as Rai there, another name for Radharani, and then you got Janavi there. Quickly, the way to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda is do exactly what Lord Nityananda do, is to give the mercy to others. Through the form of preaching, through the form of transcendental book distribution. When Prabhupada's first Krishna book came, he was giving them all out and he had only one copy left, his personal copy. Did Prabhupada keep his personal copy?
No.
He gave it out. So that's Prabhupada's mercy, like Nityananda. You don't keep it, you give it. And then Lord Nityananda, Hari Nam Sankirtan, keep.
Jai.
So, Lord Nityananda would go on Hari Nam. We're going to go on Hari Nam today. If you can please come and join us. This Hari Nam's going on constantly. It's one of the best ways to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Actually, three is not the only way that I've got some mercy. I've been on some really, really ecstatic Hari Nams, and Lord Nityananda's mercy opens up on Hari Nam. Japa is personal. Kirtan is fun in front of the deities. But when you give Hari Nam in Hari Nam Sankirtan, then the mercy flows. Shri Nityananda Ram Ki! Okay, I've taken all the time. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.